working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020. That is 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A Baltimore County man has pleaded guilty to bribing a former Maryland Department of Labor official to receive state contracts. Anthony Sykes was charged after making illegal payments in 2020 and 2021 in exchange for help in steering state contracts to his company, Building Enterprises, LLC. Sykes' company received a state contract of nearly $175,000 for COVID-related cleaning services in exchange for around $20,000 in bribes. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball and the police chief have announced permanent police resources for Columbia. The county is creating a permanent full-time unit of officers from its Community Outreach and Pathways section to the area, which includes the Merriweather District, the mall in Columbia, and the Columbia Lakefront. The officers are assigned to the unit and will have a full-time satellite office inside the mall in the coming months. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Guardians for the first of three tonight at 7:05. Charlie Morton takes the hill. In an attempt to lower that .878 earned run average, opponents are batting .309 against Morton this year, but Cleveland comes in batting just .222 as a team. That's 27th in the majors. Meanwhile, O's GM Mike Elias stating something over the weekend that has become painfully obvious to Oriole fans.
We knew this was going to be a team very reliant on its position players, the offense and defense, and we've had flashes of really good offensive performances, and they've usually resulted in wins, but there's been a lot of games where we've just kind of gotten blanked.
Meanwhile, the Ravens will host their pre-draft luncheon at Owings Mills today. The NFL draft begins a week from Thursday in Green Bay. Pass rusher could be a priority. Someone who may fall to the Ravens is Boston College's Donovan Ezeraku. Here's Mel Kiper's take.
But one thing he's got, guys, you got to have it when you're that size. He's got great length.
Yeah, okay.
So when you and I'm big in the long arm at every position. Now, quarterback doesn't matter, right? But you got to have length.
Well, he also has accolades. ACC Defensive Player of the Year, tied the program's single-season sack record at 16.5, which was tops in the country in the regular season. And finally, if you want to see the Savannah Bananas this year, you're you-know-what out of luck. The Bananas' tour of 17 Major League Baseball stadiums this summer is sold out, including both exhibitions at Camden Yards in Baltimore on August 1st and 2nd. Current Orioles season ticket holders receive priority for Bananas games. The Orioles' website, however, says that this opportunity is now closed, meaning fans can't become Birdland members now in hopes of securing access to Banana tickets later. Coming up in 30 minutes, Jordan Westberg says it's too early to panic. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Rain moving out, the cooler air moving in. Breezy afternoon, slight chance of a shower or two. 68 the high. Cooler tomorrow, sunny and 60 Thursday, 66 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 63 degrees in Dundalk, 58 in Owings Mills, and 59 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Of course, our conversation from last hour was a good one. If you missed it, we were talking about whether or not the man that is a resident here, well, not a resident, but a man from Maryland that is trying to find his way back from El Salvador. Of course, there are many people weighing in on this. President Trump, Stephen Miller, the whole gang there at the White House said he is not coming back. You have Senator Chris Van Hollen and friends saying, oh, we're going to go down there and get him. The president of El Salvador, Bukele, he's saying, no, he's definitely not coming back to America. And so it should be a moot point at this level of the game, but it's not. There are still people that believe that he should be able to come back here to Maryland. Real quick before we get into our guest and our next topic, I just wanted to make sure I read some of your text messages because a lot of you do take the time to download the WCBM app, and you text there through the app live in studio. Damon says, good morning, Kim. The Maryland man, Mr. Garcia, his wife and family who are talking to the press should also be investigated. They are probably in the country illegally as well. There are parts of PG County that have tons of illegal immigrants. He should not be allowed to come back. Southeast Baltimore probably has a lot of illegal aliens as well as that they needed to go. I believe they did say his wife was here. She's an American citizen. Yeah, I do believe that. But look, Damon, I understand where there are a lot of people here that are just not happy with this. Sandy says, instead of paying for Chris Van Hollen and the other guy to go on a useless mission for photo ops, I have an idea. Let's call all of our representatives and say we won't pay for that, but we'll pay to send his family down there. Then they won't be separated. You know what? That's a good idea, Sandy. Remember Tom Homan made those comments? He's like, yeah, families won't be separated. We'll deport them together. Yeah. So, yes, I do agree with that. Let's see. Bill says, Kim, the president of El Salvador should indicate through our government that Chris Van Hollen will not be invited to El Salvador to discuss the release of this prisoner. Senator Van Hollen, needs to save the Maryland taxpayers the expense of such costs. How about those like Senator Chris Van Hollen showing compassion for the victims and their families who were injured and killed by the monsters that entered our country illegally? I will get back to some of these texts. We go back into this conversation next hour. I know a lot of people still want to weigh in on this because this is a big topic. And I understand that. And we're not all going to agree. And that's great. That's fine. Right. That's why we're here at WCBM so we can have these conversations. Speaking of which, we've got to have more conversation about what happened in Annapolis this past session. Right now, I'm joined in studio by my friend and our guest, Glenn Gilhar, running in District 8. Hello, Glenn.
Hi, Kim. Thanks again for having me. Appreciate you.
Of course, as always, before we dive into this, because there were a couple of bills and amendments that I wasn't so sure about. You have it all documented here, so we're going to get into that. But first, I just want to make sure people understand exactly what District 8 encompasses and where you're running so they know if they can vote for you or if they can donate and volunteer. Of course, they're anywhere in Maryland can donate. But, you know, even volunteering, they might be closer to your district than they believe.
Absolutely, Kim. And first off, let me wish our Jewish friends a happy Passover and our Christian friends a blessed Easter coming up, this being Holy Week. So thank you again for asking about District 8. It includes the Cromwell Valley area, which is some people consider East Towson or Lock Raven, Hillendale, Parkville, Kearney, Perry Hall, Overly Fullerton, Nottingham, White Marsh, Rosedale, And of course, Middle River.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best area.
Yeah,
it is. A little biased.
I want to be your delegate, Kim. So yes, I'm very excited. You talked about volunteers. I was actually just at, just a couple of days ago, was at, in Hunt Valley at the Mission Barbecue. And okay. One of the employees, his name's Larkin, said he's a huge fan, Kim. He says, if you ever decide to run again, he's going to be your top volunteer.
Oh, that's
yes,
nice.
I hear that over and over again when I'm going door to door. It says, please tell Kim, hope she runs for something again. And the people are ready to sign up, volunteer, and knock those doors for you, Kim.
Really? That's really sweet. But right now, you know, since you are running here in 26, hopefully we can get all those people to make sure we dock doors and sign wave and everything for you.
Yeah, so I said, Larkin, yeah, come on, sign up. I'm running for delegate.
yeah. Now, you know what's so crazy about this, Glenn, before we get into the legislation here? What's so crazy about this is that I saw a list, because there were people in the GOP compiling a list on seats that were winnable in the state, and your District 8 seat is on the list. And so I just want people to understand, Glenn could flip this seat, okay? And we don't have a ton of seats that we could flip, but this is one of them.
Exactly. So this is a seat, District 8, which used to, going back to 1990, went way down into Northern Parkway into Baltimore City. And in 1986, Al Redmer ran for the seat. He lost by 6,000 votes in 1986. And then in 1990, he got over 22,000 votes, was the number one vote getter, and we elected two Republicans. And the district, to me, is more Republican
right
now than it was in 1990.
Right.
And then, and the delegates that we got representing our district right now, they're voting way left. We've got Delegate Nick Allen who sponsored the Trans Equity Health Act in 2023, co-sponsored it.
That's the one on my radar, Delegate Nick Allen.
Yes, and the thing with that with that bill that he co-sponsored is that there's no protections for our minors from these puberty blockers or from predatory doctors. And Chloe Cole, just Google her up. She says that in her home state in California, the politicians fail to protect young people like her because these surgeries and all are permanent. And, they tell us all the time, the people on the left, that until you're 25, you can't be held responsible for your decisions. But yet, a 13-year-old can, sign for medical changes, that are permanent.
Yeah.
So it needs to stop. And we need to get protections for the children. And he's not going to do that.
No. And that's why you need to be in that seat.
But I will.
Yeah. That's why you need to be in that seat. All right. So Glenn, don't forget Glenn Gilhar. He's joining us here in studio. Glenn, we spoke to Delegate Latoya Cogolo yesterday. We were talking about House Bill 161. And then after speaking to her, I received a text message from a Democrat in Annapolis.
Yes.
And he was saying that there were other changes to that bill that I guess we didn't quite get to yesterday.
So let's talk about HB 161, which I printed a copy for your viewing and viewing pleasure.
Yes, I appreciate that.
So HB 161, in my opinion, as a Republican, it's a bad bill.
Right.
And so having amendments to a bad bill, in my opinion, still makes it a bad bill. It's a better bad bill, but it's still a bad bill. And what I find interesting about the Democrats in Annapolis, do you remember when Larry Hogan and Peter Francho said, we need to have school start after Labor Day?
Yeah.
So give kids a longer vacation. It would give a boost to the Maryland economy. Lord knows we need it, right?
Right.
But yet the Democrats were all up in arms. They're like, no, we need local control. The local counties got to set their own school calendar. But when it comes to curriculum with this HB 161, it says that the local jurisdictions have got to follow the state mandated curriculum. Now, they took out the health class, but there's nothing keeping next year from the General Assembly coming back, inserting a comma, and putting health class in that.
Right.
And if the county doesn't follow what the state tells them they have to do, and is that they can, and you'll see it in the copy I gave you there, is they take the funding away from the county. Like, you do what we say, or we're going to take your school funding away from you. And to me, I think education works best when those decisions are made at the local level. The state shouldn't be mandating it. And that's what President Trump is doing right now on the federal level. He's trying to get education decisions back to the people in the local communities. That's where education works best, and that's why our schools are failing him. Yeah. One more thing about education, I'd say. Most of these educators, you know, the superintendents who's got the chauffeur-driven limousines and, you know, the personal driver, many of them have teaching certificates, and they've been in the classroom. But I think they've forgotten what it's like to be a teacher. What I'd like to see is on every level, maybe in middle and high school, I'd like to see the administrators, the vice principals, the superintendent, anybody who has an educational background, I want to see them teach a class in the school. We got a teacher shortage, right, Kim. So why not, you know, have the superintendent, Rogers, let's say, in Baltimore County, have her teach a class. And pick your high school, pick a class subject, and go in there and teach those kids for, you know, 1 hour, 3 days a week.
Yeah, well, you know that will never happen.
No, but I think it would.
Yeah, it would be great.
I think it would make our schools better, Kim, if the administrators actually sat in the classroom and taught the class. They would witness the behaviors. They would see what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea, and I think it needs to happen.
Right. Well, even beyond that, I wonder how many superintendents actually go into some of these classes and just sit down in the back of the class just to kind of see what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, I don't think they even show up for that, because if they did, they would hear some of these teachers that said that, you know, they need some kind of disciplining mechanism, which they don't currently have. And that's another piece about this that I absolutely hate, Glenn. I know you've seen the viral videos of,
yes,
students fighting and things like that. I'm so happy the cell phone ban is going to be going into effect, you know, in some areas. But it's like, this is crazy what they're dealing with. And a teacher doesn't, they sign up to teach. They don't sign up to be like, you know, a referee for an MMA fight.
Right. And you know, our friend who since passed, Jay Walton, was a school teacher. He was,
yeah,
a music teacher. And I always remember the story he told where he had a student who was acting up in the classroom, sent them down to the office, and the administrator went and got them some McDonald's. He said, like, this is, you're reinforcing the bad behavior.
Right.
So that brings me back to, again, where I think these administrators need to teach class.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to be taking a break here soon, but I know you've got a list here. What's another bill that ended up, I guess, what did we talk about earlier? Another bill that went through that's currently sitting on. Oh, you know what? What happened with the disability? Because I remember I thought they were able to delay what was, you know, the cuts that were coming. But you informed me that they didn't delay all of it.
Correct. So there was about originally like a $400 million cut for disabilities. And they right now they brought it down to like $161 million. Everybody's like, yay, we got them down to $161. But it's still a cut for disabilities.
Right.
So, yeah, they took it on the chin. But I tell you what they did have money for in this budget, Kim, was $400,000 to Planned Parenthood. That's in addition to the HB0930 abortion grant program, which granted $25 million to abortion providers.
And that's what we were talking,
yes,
about the last time you were here.
Exactly. And they said that so it's $25 million because the account had, the fund had built up. But each year they're projecting about $2 to $3 million every year to these abortion providers.
Yeah. And so that will look like basically a slush fund. And I'm sure that's going to go to whether, you know, it's the highest donor,
yeah, and,
right, or the organizations that support certain candidates.
And who do they donate to? I tell you, they don't donate to me, nor do I want their money. But
right.
Yes, exactly. So
yeah.
it's a circle. They give to the abortion providers, they come back and donate to the candidates who are pro-choice. And I would say pro-choice is a lie because babies never choose to die, right?
Right. No, that's true. That's very true. All right, Glenn Gilhar running in District 8. Before we go to break, I just want to make sure, in case anybody has to jump out of their vehicle, they're listening to the show, you have a fundraiser coming up. If you want to just let people know about where that is and the day and time and all the individuals that will be in attendance.
Sure. It's going to be on April 26th, starting at 9 a.m. I have a very special speaker, Kimberly Klasick.
That's me.
Yes, we have Rich Croft from MR Tactical. He says he's going to bring the pink Hummer. He is a police officer, and he also does handgun training, safety training.
Yeah.
So I think he is very insightful to hear that kind of knowledge coming from somebody who's an actual police officer. And also, our rock star, our superstar, and hats off to the Anne Arundel County Central Committee for picking her delegate. LaToya Congolo. Yeah, she's going to give her legislative wrap-up there.
And that is Saturday, April 26th, starting at 9 a.m. at the Bowman Restaurant.
Yes, and it's only $40. It's only asking for a $40 donation. Of course, you're welcome to give me more. We need resources to win this race, to win the seat. But yes, I got Chris Moncamo, who's going to be playing live music for us. We're going to have great food, great guests. Please come on out. Friendsofglenngilhar.org is my website. You can go there. We got plenty of room. Make a donation and come on out and join us. Nice. Join us for breakfast.
Nice. And like he said, it's Saturday, April 26th. So not this Saturday, the following Saturday. And I will be there. Coming up next, we'll continue this conversation with Glenn. So don't go anywhere.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43 plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the Democrats are convinced Donald Trump and Elon Musk are insider traders, even though they have no evidence. Sound familiar? Plus, Rosie O'Donnell says there's only one straight man who could capture her heart. Convicted murderer, Lyle Menendez.
When you want cattle, you take the cattle. When you want food, you take the food. When you want a woman, you just take the woman.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so we are here in studio with Glenn Gilhar running in District 8, and that is in Baltimore County.
Yes.
And, of course, you got to win that seat, Glenn.
Yes.
We need some representation in Baltimore County. You know, living in Middle River, is, you know, it's great to a certain extent.
I got some exciting news, too, about the race, too. As our friend Zalika Bazemore, who ran for delegate in Baltimore City, she also told me she's contemplating possibly running in District 8. So that would be, she'd be fantastic. She's my sister in Christ. I shout out to Zalika Bazemore. So.
Yeah. Zalika, she's hardcore. She does not back down.
She's a powerhouse.
Yeah. She stands 10 toes down. I would
love to serve with her.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Now, Glenn, we were discussing House Bill 161. We were talking about some of the things happening in some of the schools. I have a question here for you from one of our texters. And this comes in from Marty. He says, what does Glenn think about the plan for Baltimore County Public Schools to cut school psychologists from a 12-month position to a 10-month position, especially after the psychology impact of COVID? What are your thoughts on that, Glenn?
Well, let me ask you a question on that. How many months of school's in session, right? What, 9 months? So why do we have, 12-month positions? So they should be on the teacher schedule, just like the school nurses are, too. So why shouldn't the psychologists be on the same schedule? This brings me back to community schools, by the way. That was one of the sticking points that the governor, Moore, wanted to make some changes to the blueprint. I think the blueprint should be repealed. Let me just say that right first off.
Yeah.
Of the spending mandate, $3.8 billion every year for the next 10 years. Come
Crazy.
On.
Crazy.
Yes. But community schools. So what these community schools are, is they're basically health centers. You know what I mean? They're like a socialist utopia vision of education. So you take your school and you've got your psychologists. You've got they're doing night classes for the for the community, all these social workers. And to me, they've gotten way off track on what school should be. A school should be a place for learning for our children.
Yeah.
Teach them some skills to get a job. Trade schools. I'm a big advocate for trade schools.
Yeah. And it works in other states. I know it works well in Pennsylvania. But for some reason, we don't really do that here. Well, it's not for some reason. Of course, the teachers union and all those that love to grab the money on the back end. That's why we don't do school choice. And that's why we don't talk more about trades.
And I do want to give a shout out to Republican colleagues in Annapolis. I saw some real fight in them. And I think a lot of that has to do with LaToya having her voice down there. But they did have some real victories here. HB 0380, contraceptive devices and vending machines, that didn't make it out of the Senate committee. We had that mattress stewardship program, HB 0858. We let the clock run out on that. Some people dubbed it as the sleep tax. We had the HB 0232, the Maryland Beverage Container Recycling fund program, which people called the bottle bill. That one the clock ran out on. End of Life Options Act, which is the physician-assisted suicide. Clock ran out on it. HB 1400, the $20 minimum wage. Clock ran out. And right. And of course, the For Our Kids Act that we talked about on the previous show, the sugary beverage distributor tax, that also went down by the clock running out.
So great.
So, the Republican victories, we need more voices in Annapolis. So please sign up, register, vote.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, friendsofglenngilhar.org. We're going to be back with Glenn coming up after the break here. I know we've got a couple other bills to get into. And you want to pay a compliment to a Democrat in Annapolis. I'm surprised to hear this. So we'll talk about that more. Coming up next with Glenn.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Harvard University chooses to forego more than $2 billion in federal grants and contracts, money being frozen by the Trump administration. The jury deliberated less than 1 hour before finding a 34-year-old illegal alien guilty the brutal 2023 murder of a Maryland woman, a mother of five. The case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia goes to federal court again today. He's the illegal alien who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Garcia, allegedly an MS-13 gang member, is in a Salvadoran prison now, and El Salvador's president says that's where he's going to stay. Cody Ballmer will stay behind bars, 38-year-old Harrisburg, Pennsylvania man, charged in the arson attack on the Pennsylvania governor's mansion. On Wall Street, stocks trading higher, and this is SRN News.
Storms, fires, power grid failures, supply chain stretched thin. There's never been a better time to get prepared. And right now, My Patriot Supply is offering something they've never done before. For a limited time, when you order their 3-month emergency food supply, you'll receive the mega kit for the same price. That's over $360 worth of real beef, chicken, fruits, and vegetables, included absolutely free. And this kit isn't just about surviving. It's built to keep you strong, delivering 2,500 calories a day. That's 1,000 calories more per day than other emergency kits on the market. Whether it's a long-term outage, a short-term crisis, or just a little peace of mind, this food is ready when you need it. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and ships fast and discreetly from MyPatriotSupply.com. This is an unprecedented offer, and it won't come around twice. Take control of your family's future while you still can. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com now. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leader in emergency preparedness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles fans still waiting for a series win as the Birds stand 0-4-1 on the season. 6-9 overall as they begin a three-gamer tonight against the Guardians. Third baseman Jordan Westberg brought up a good point when asked about making changes at this point in the season.
I think when the tendency is to start changing, you might lose the identity that we've worked all spring to build. So I think the most important part is just sticking to who we are, staying close here in this clubhouse, having each other's back, and just trusting that the product is just going to get better.
In order for the product to get better, the starting pitching has to pull its weight. Tonight's starter Charlie Morton, along with Dean Kramer, have allowed 13 earned runs each through three starts. No other pitcher in the American League has allowed more. Bit of an embarrassing moment at the White House yesterday as the president honored the 2024 National College Football Champions.
But today is my great honor to welcome the 2024 College Football National Champions, the Ohio State University.
After laudatory speeches from President Trump and others, Vice President J.D. Vance tried to hoist aloft the national championship trophy, but lost his grip on the two pieces, the football-shaped top of the trophy separating from the base. Buckeyes running back Travion Henderson picked up the fumble. Coming up in 30 minutes, Major League Baseball celebrates Jackie Robinson. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
We still have some rain on the backside of this cold front, a few instability showers. Light rain showers are possible through the day. The winds start to pick up later on this afternoon. It's a breezy day and mild, 68 the high. Overnight, cooler temperatures in the low to mid 40s. And tomorrow's a sunny day, near 60 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. We're speaking to Glenn Gilhar running in District 8. Yeah, we need more Republicans in Annapolis. That's something that I think we talk about all year long, or around, I should say. You know, we need more voices. Even though I will say the Republicans this session, they were nice and loud. And I was so proud of how our Republicans did in Annapolis this time around, considering the minority that we're in. We were talking about schools, obviously. We were talking about the fact that, unfortunately, when it comes to Planned Parenthood, they are going to get $400,000 of our tax dollars.
In the budget, in addition to the $25 million. From the grant program that they
passed. That's just absolutely ridiculous to me. Before we move on to some next bills on your list there, Glenn, I want to take a phone call here. I've got Guy in Owings Mills. Guy, did you have a question for Glenn?
Oh, well, no. I just had a statement I was going to make. I'm a retired teacher from Baltimore County. I taught 43 years.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks. And I'm telling you, we have so many supervisors and so many directors that are making six figures that don't even set foot into a school. And when a teacher would be, like a long-term disability or having a baby, and you couldn't find substitutes, you had those people that could have done it, but they won't. They just won't go into a school in long-term peace. Now, a friend of mine who was a principal of a Baltimore County school, he taught a class every year, and he required his vice principals or assistant principals to do the same thing. It cut down class size, it saved money, but you never heard about it because the county they don't want anybody to know, because these people get out of the classroom and their salary like goes way up, and they don't even set foot into a school, or they don't have to. I mean, if they do, they do, they just do it to do it, justify their job.
Yeah.
That really is a lot of waste.
Well, thank you, Guy, for weighing in and letting us know that administrators, in some cases, are teaching in the classroom. So, but I'd like to see a whole lot more of that.
Because that guy retired, so I don't think any of them do it, but they should.
They should, absolutely.
Teach one class.
Yeah. Well, Guy, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You do have fantastic callers. And thank you to Guy for letting us know that in a very limited basis that this is happening, that administrators are teaching classes. So, hey, yeah, I want more. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But like Guy said, I mean, I can't imagine them signing on to something like this. But now that we don't have the Department of Education, you know what? Who knows what might happen in the next couple of years, especially if people like you get in office, Glenn.
Yes.
Glenn, I got to ask you, what's next on our list here? What are we talking about?
All right. Well, I wanted to give, again, since we're talking about the good news from Republicans, I want to give a shout out to State Senator Justin Reedy. I mean, it's ingenious. So we had a bill that's come out year after year. This year it was SB 0588. It's Fairness in Girls Sports Act. And very simply, what it was is to prevent biological males from competing on girls' sports teams and juniors, seniors in high school to protect the girls from getting injured, right? So it's about fairness, too. So this bill had not gotten a hearing. They shelved it. And so what Justin Reedy did, genius in my opinion, is that when the Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which was a change in the blueprint, which, by the way, the House of Delegates said no changes. So that's what held up the budget to the last day. But he inserted this SB 0588, Fairness in Girls Sports Act, as an amendment to the blueprint, basically. Mm-hmm. And so he got a floor debate, which it's available online. I encourage our listeners to go in and listen to the floor debate. And he also forced a vote on it. One of the things, too, that I found interesting, this should be a bipartisan issue, defending girls, from biological males in sports. And we had on the bill itself a Democrat from Prince George's County who went ahead and sponsored the bill. So that was fantastic.
Okay. Trying to find his name.
I'm trying to find his name. Yes, Ron Watson. Shout out to Ron Watson. So yeah, Ron Watson put his name on it, and when it came onto the floor, our state senator Carl Jackson did vote for the amendment that yes, biological males should not be competing against
Well, look at that. Senator Carl Jackson does not like biological men in female sports. There were a few Democrats that felt that way, right?
Yes. They said Ron Watson, he actually put his name on the bill. Maybe Carl put his name on the bill next year.
Oh, yes. So we'll have to ask him.
And the amendment only was defeated by 7 votes. So we had at least four Democrat senators who voted for the amendment.
Okay.
So this should not be a Republican or Democrat issue. Peyton McNabb, who I think she's from North Carolina, who President Trump honored during his address.
Oh, right.
Yes. She got hit in the head with a volleyball from a spike ball from a biological male. She got a permanent whiplash. She had a brain bleed. I mean, this is serious. It's time for us to defend our girls.
No, absolutely. So I'm happy to hear that. We've got Democrats that do have common sense. And I have been noting that. I have. It seems like in the Senate, they've got a little bit more common sense in the Senate. Rather than they do in the House. There's a lot of goofy people in the House, Glenn. It's like all the big progressive bills, I feel as though they're created in the House. And then a lot of them end up passing because of all the Dems that we have in the House.
Well, again, they wouldn't budge on any changes to the blueprint. They basically rejected their own governor. So that tells you how out of touch the Maryland House of Delegates is and
why
we need to vote for change. Real quick, though, I also wanted to give a shout out to Delegate Nino Mangione. He put in a bill, HB 0068, Children Suspected of Crimes and Violence, and HB 0137, Children Charged with Crimes of Violence. And it was prohibition on in-person attendance. So these bills came out of Kayla Hamilton, who was the 20-year-old girl who was murdered by an illegal immigrant in Aberdeen.
Because he was in the school, right?
He was 16 years old when he killed this 20-year-old girl, strangled her to death with a phone cord. And Tammy Nobles, her mother, actually came in and testified in person for Nino's bills. Unfortunately, both bills never made it out of committee.
So they didn't even make it out of committee?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
So this fella here, the 16-year-old who killed Kayla, because he was a minor, and because he was suspected, but he wasn't charged yet, wasn't formally charged, the Child Protective Services in Harford County placed him in a group home initially in Baltimore County, and he was enrolled in Lansdowne High School. So he actually walked the halls of Lansdowne High School. And then because of behavior issues, CPS put him in a foster home in Harford County, and he was enrolled in Edgewood High School. So, and then none of the other parents knew that this suspected murderer was walking the hallways with their kids. And these, Republican, Democrat, everybody should have been on these bills and passed them, and they didn't. And the opposition, Nino, when he was on your show last, said that there was some constitutional, he said he didn't understand.
Right, right.
He said there were some people raised constitutional concerns. He said, look, I took it to the Attorney General. And he said, Attorney General says there's no constitutional concerns here. But both bills got this racial equity impact note. And this is, they basically weigh in on this. On both bills. And what they had said here was the bill prohibits in-person learning, which is what it does. And it says this will likely have the most impact on youth of color and black juveniles in particular. So let me ask you a question. Red, yellow, black, white. We all bleed the same color. And I can tell you that, from the parents I talked with, from different minority backgrounds, they do not want to suspect a killer sitting next to their child in class.
Yeah, no matter what their race is. Well, this is what also gets me. This is what I don't appreciate about elected Democrats. I know sometimes they get on me because I talk about them all the time. But this is what gets me. If Kayla Hamilton wasn't white, say Kayla Hamilton was black, then what would the outcome be? Then would you get this racial equity note? I mean, like, what if that's what's so crazy about this? If there's a white person involved, they stamp it. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. That might be giving them too much privilege, right? But if Kayla Hamilton was black, what would the conversation be after that?
I don't know. I do know anytime there's a bill in Annapolis that deals with either public safety or education with, discipline that gets these racial equity impacts. They do this little report and they put it in there and say, and they come out and they say, at least in these two cases, do not vote for this bill because it affects disproportionately to people of color.
Yeah. So if Rachel Red, if she was black, we would have a different conversation. If Lake and Riley and Georgia, if she was black, this would be a different conversation. But, you know, this is what I hate. It's like the double standard, right? It's a double standard. If you want to be a legislator and you take that oath for office, and Glenn, I know you will do this once you get to Annapolis, but I mean, you got to be fair across the board every single time. This whole thing of judging things differently based on race, we see it happening in front of our faces. And it seems like nothing could be done. You know, even that fight that happened in Essex where that kid Kaysen was beat down by all those kids. If that was the other way around, if you had a group of white kids beating down a black boy, it would have been a totally different conversation. Right now, we're still waiting to see if there's any justice that's going to be involved in that case.
Right. And, you know, I echo the words of Martin Luther King, be judged by the content of your character, not by the color of your skin.
And, yeah, we're so far beyond that now. And you know what's so crazy? It is, you know, my community, the black community, that has taken us so far away from those words. Meanwhile, every time Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day comes around, here they everybody's celebrating and they're like, oh, yeah, Dr. King. Meanwhile, you know, the conversations that we have today, I don't think Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be on board with some of the things that we're talking about on the left today, such as BLM and other things. And so it's just kind of like, you know, when are we going to get back to what we believe is the American dream? I'm sorry to go on a rant there, Glenn.
No, but it
grates my nerves because if Cale Hamilton was black, this would be a non-issue.
Right. And we just to go back to our seats now, we have 47 state Senate seats, 141 House of Delegates seats. We need candidates in the Republican Party. Sign up. We need you. Like I mentioned, Latoya Congolo has been a great voice. I mentioned Zalika Bazemore, I think, would be a fantastic delegate.
Right.
So we need more people to sign up and join us.
We got to get organized for sure. And then also, I still want to catch up again with Kate Sullivan and all the election integrity and those conversations, because I caught up, Glenn, with Nicole Ambrose at an event in D.C., the Women's History event.
Yes.
And she was saying that, you know, we are having some wins when it comes to, you know, voter integrity, but it's not exactly where they want it to be. So we got to focus on a lot of different things coming up.
And these midterms are very important, too.
Yeah.
We need a strong congressional candidate. Johnny O has got to go.
Yeah. 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 No, it's so crazy. Because, like, what has he even been up to since he's...
And real briefly, because I know the clock's running out here. So I also want to touch on HB 1222, the Maryland Values Act. So there were actually three sanctuary bills in Annapolis, SB 0828, Sensitive Locations Act, SB 0977, Restrictions on Access to Information, and then HB 1222, which was the Maryland Values Act, which would have prohibited law enforcement's participation in the 287G program. So the Republicans were able to get that language stripped out of that bill.
Okay.
And then what they did is they incorporated the sensitive locations and also the restrictions to access information into 1222, and that's the bill they actually passed. But the 287G program is fantastic. It's it's an answer to a prayer that program continues. So this is where people are in jail, they're charged with a crime, and allows the jail to make a call to ICE and say, hey, we got your guy, come get him.
Yeah. If you were to give Republicans in Annapolis this year a grade, obviously A being the best, right? F is the worst. What would you give them?
I'd give them an A for effort because I've seen fight out of them this year that I hadn't seen previously. I think there's been a that they've done for years this go along to get along, and they just settled for the crumbs. And I think this year they realized that the progressives have gone so far that they actually got up and started fighting. Again, all the floor speeches are available online at the MGA's website. Just hit the session button, and you can actually see the floor debates.
Which were great.
Yes, so they actually had some fight in them this year, and so I want more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of Moore, real quick, Governor Wes Moore, he's got this reparations commission bill on his desk to sign. Do you think he signs it, or if he just kind of pushes it to the side?
Well, now, as far as our state delegate Carl Jackson and our three delegates, that they all voted for the reparations bill.
I was bad.
Yeah, and you know, what does it do to biracial children? You know, who?
Oh, like my Olivia? Yeah, I don't know.
President Obama.
Yeah,
you know
I don't know.
Does his white half make reparations to his black half?
No, but what, another thing is, what if your white half, they were slave owners, and then your black half was actually slave? I mean, the whole conversation is so stupid. Yes. It's crazy to me.
It's a commission to study things, but I want to remind people that the Blueprint for Education, the Kerwin Commission, costs us billions of dollars. And this, I think, is going to cost us billions of dollars.
Oh, it better not. Oh, man. I would have to, you know what, we would have to protest in Annapolis if this thing were to cost that much.
Well, actually, the report from the commission, I think, is due in 2027. So let's pick up a bunch of Republican seats and defeat any recommendations that they give.
Well, good. Glenn Gilhard, thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to go to friendsofglenngilhard.org, make sure you purchase a ticket, only $40, to the breakfast on Saturday, April 26th at 9 a.m. I will be there. Doug LaToya Cagola will be there. And our friend Rich Croft out of MR Tactical would be there at the Bowman Restaurant. Hope to see you all there. Glenn, again, thank you for breaking all this down for us. We appreciate you.
Yes, and he's bringing the pink Hummer, too. So that's worth the price of admission
Olivia will be excited. She'll be excited. Thank you, Glenn, so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Let's say that I go down to Washington tomorrow. And I knock on Chuck Schumer's door and say, I am Sean Casey, and I identify as a U.S. senator. What are they going to do? Some strange reason we don't do that when people wake up and say, I am another gender, or I feel like another gender, or I'm a cat.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. It's always nice to be joined in studio by all of our guests, and especially our friend Glenn Gilhard, again, running for the Maryland House of Delegates in District 8. And like I said before, Doug and Nick Allen, it's not that he's on the chopping block, but the GOP has identified his seat as a seat that can flip and that can be won by a Republican. And so if they believe that, and I've seen the numbers, as Glenn mentioned when he was in here, it's much more red now than before when a Republican sat in that seat. So it can happen. It can definitely happen. And then if you go to friendsofglenngilhard.org, Glenn and Rimmer spelled with one N, you can get your tickets to that fundraiser, which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. at 9 a.m. at the Bowman Restaurant. And I've been there for these breakfast fundraisers for Glenn in the past. The food is actually really, really good. You know what else is good at the Bowman? It's not, you know, during breakfast, but if you guys get the baked ziti, also very good, okay? Look, I'm someone that eats out a lot, as we talked before about the fact that I can't cook. When there's a good dish, there's a good dish, all right? I got to tell you about it. But again, the Bowman Restaurant on Harford Road in Parkville, Maryland. I hope to see you there. You know, we had a lot that we were going to talk about. And you know what? In the next hour, we'll go back to some of this conversation with Mr. Garcia, you know, currently stuck in El Salvador, even though he's actually an El Salvadorian citizen. So he's not really stuck. But we are going to go back to that conversation just a bit because I do have a lot of text messages to read. And I know some of you still wanted to weigh in on that. But I wanted to make sure we mention the all-female flight crew that went up into space yesterday. And you know what's so crazy about this? And I know you guys, I was talking about this yesterday. I thought that they were going to space for a significant amount of time, right? The flight suits were so glamorous. I still want one, by the way. That's the best looking flight suit I've ever seen in my life, all right? They were so glamorous. I don't know. Do we have time to play the clip here from Katy Perry? Let's listen.
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust, and this whole journey is not just about going to space. It's the training, it's the team, it's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is like up there with all the, you know, different tools that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because what you're doing is you're like really finding the love for yourself, because you got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
By the way, you're such a badass. I love that the month of April, you're like, I'm going to space and I'm launching my tour.
Okay, that was Katy Perry describing the experience going to space. At first, I thought she was describing an orgasm. Is anybody... I was like, what is she talking about? This is so bizarre. I feel a little uncomfortable, yet I want to continue to listen. So it was just so crazy to me. But you know what? I'm not hating, because even though they only spent 11 minutes in space, I spent 0 minutes in space. So shout out to the female flight crew. You did it. Congratulations. And it is history. It is history. Coming up next, we'll talk about Mr. Garcia in El Salvador. We'll talk about what they're doing in Chicago in regards to Cinco de Mayo, and we'll talk about the Rachel Moran trial, all that more at the top of the hour.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors